with Chuck is a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And this is going to be Open Lines. And we're going to be talking about delusion. We're going to be talking about what you think you believe that isn't true. And unfortunately, most of what you think you believe, or most of what you believe, just is not the way things are. And there's certainly no better way to demonstrate that than to talk about the Boston bombing that took place last week. And most of us have an impression of what happened, but is the impression we have accurate? Now, there's some people who say that, that we had these two young boys, they'd come from Chechnya, and they'd become radicalized, and they were involved in a plot, and they suddenly killed about three people, and then they killed a police officer, and they wounded about 175 people, and one of them is dead, and the other one is certainly seriously wounded. He's unable to talk. But he's actually admitted now that his brother was the inspiration. And the reason, of course, that they were involved in this, that he was involved, is because, of course, America was a wicked country and was attacking Muslim nations. And if Muslim nations were going to be supreme, they had to attack America. And that's what it was all about. But is that what he really said? Has he made those statements at all? All we know is what we hear on television, what we hear on radio, what we read in the newspapers. How do we know what really happened? Well, it's Open Lines tonight. So give us a call. I want to know what you'd like to talk about. We don't have to talk about the Boston bombing, or we can. It's up to you, but give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what do we know for certain? What do you think that we know? Certainly, most of this, of course, we get it off the internet, and some people on the internet are certainly trying to get the information out. Others are agents of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're there to confuse you. And so you have to be able to learn how to be discerning, and I will have to admit, so when one of my friends called me that Thursday or Friday and said this whole thing was a scam, was an act, I said, I don't believe that. I believe people were killed. I believe people were wounded. And you're going to have somebody go back and actually go to the hospitals and see what happened. Otherwise, you can't possibly say that this is a scam. And ladies and gentlemen, the question is this a scam? Or certainly was there certainly an attack there? That, of course, killed three and certainly wounded 175. And my answer to that is yes. My answer to that is yes, absolutely, you're right on. Because it was both. And how do I know it was both? And why do I believe there were some people injured? Well, I think that there's no way that they could have got all the people in the hospitals. As many people went into the hospitals, and I really believe that there were explosions there. But I also believe that some of what we saw was actually staged. And I know that because, of course, as you know, for many years I was an orthopedic surgeon. And I didn't want to believe that certainly what I was being told wasn't true. But this is what happened with the coming down of the Twin Towers. It took me 2 years, or almost 2 years, before I could finally acknowledge the fact that, of course, building number 7 was a controlled demolition. I had to watch it come down at least 10 times, see the center of the roof cave in, which is what you do, so the walls will fall in, and then they take out the base of the building, and it falls in a typical controlled demolition. And then, of course, you can certainly go back and you can look and see what happened as far as the Twin Towers are concerned, and you watch those Twin Towers come down, why, of course, you see the top of the buildings sort of dissolve before the rest of the buildings collapse. Okay, go back, if you don't know, if you haven't watched it, watch the Twin Towers come down and see how the tops of the buildings simply dissolve. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know how to confuse you, and they do this intentionally. A great deal of what you saw and you've been told is true, and a great deal of what you saw and been told is not true. And so basically, most people are going to say it's either all true or it's all false. It's a phony operation. You're going to have people fighting and serious insisting it was all phony. And of course, the other people are going to say that's wrong. I mean, these things did happen. And the other people are going to say, look, part of that was phony. We know these things happened. They were fraudulent. And that's true. But you see, what you're going to be able to do is get people fighting and arguing back and forth between one another, where we never stop and ask who did this and why. Now, basically, certainly the significant story, I think, is the one about the man who lost both legs, an article in the Wall Street Journal. Of course, remember, the Wall Street Journal is controlled by Rupert Murdoch. And, of course, it's a disinformation. It used to be fairly good. It's no longer. Wall Street Journal plays its part. And there was an editorial page article a couple of days ago about the bombing and about how Mr. Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N, was there. And he was watching, you know, at close to the end of the marathon, and a man came up, stood right in front of him, and put down a knapsack. He looked him right in the eye, And then, of course, the man turned and walked away, and moments later, the bomb went off and took off both of his legs. And he was as now a bilateral amputee, but he was able to identify that man and to give them the identity to the police. And, of course, now, of course, one of those bombers is dead, and the other, of course, is severely injured in the hospital. And he has readily admitted he was part and parcel of this. And it's a great story, but the man's name is not Bauman at all. And he didn't lose both legs there. He lost his legs when he was fighting in Sydney in Afghanistan several years ago. And basically, I want you to go up on the internet and type in Boston bombing bilateral amputee, or Boston bombing man lost both legs. And you'll ask for the pictures, and basically look at the pictures, and you'll see this man. And he's sitting sort of in a wheelchair. He looks a little depressed. He's got a tourniquet around his leg and a couple of people there working with him. I mean, we're certainly moving the wheelchair very rapidly. And there you see his amputated leg. And you see, certainly, it's a baloney amputation. And then, of course, there's this long piece of reddened bone covered with blood. At least we assume it's covered with blood. And it's sticking out of the end of this stump. And when you first see that, you say, that is terrible. I mean, terrible, you know, to get your leg blown off like that. Now, apparently the other leg was blown off. We didn't see that. But then, of course, as you sit back and analyze it, this man doesn't have any blood on him. He's had both legs blown off, but he doesn't have any blood on him. And then you look at the stump, and there's no blood on the leg there, and it's pretty well exposed. And then you look at the end of the leg, and I've done lots of these baloney amputations. It's a typical baloney amputation, well healed. And then suddenly extending from that is this piece of bone. It's not a tibia. I've seen lots of tibias. There's simply a piece of bone. There's not one bit of flesh. There's not one bit of fat. There's not one bit of blood except on the bone, which is nicely rounded at the end. And basically, if you look at it very carefully, and you can actually see there are a number of pictures up on the internet, and you better get them and pull them down right now because they're going to take them down. If you look at it, it's obvious somebody is stuck by some sort of a very small little apparatus right at the end of the stump, stuck this piece of bone onto the end of the stump, and that's what you're looking at. It's totally fraudulent. And then, of course, Doc Marquis has information up on you get Dr. Marquis's website, look at it. He has pictures of this man after he lost his two legs. And, of course, it's exactly the same man that lost them many years ago. It was all fraudulent, ladies and gentlemen. They were having a drill that day, and they were simulating some sort of a bomb attack. A number of people who were there reported that there were bomb-sniffing dogs at the beginning, at the end of the marathon. Lots of police officers. In fact, there's pictures up there of the fellow who fell down. Supposedly, he was hit by the blast, and he fell down there. And basically, there are six policemen right there as he's laying on the ground, and another couple shortly. I mean, why would you have that many police officers right at that one spot? Unless, of course, they were put there intentionally because they knew something was going to happen. But, of course, then if you have somebody who's lost both legs, you don't put them into a wheelchair. I mean, basically, you keep them down until you can get it because they're in profound shock. You do not put somebody in shock into a wheelchair and put a tourniquet on their leg, on the one leg, not the other leg, because basically the other leg was amputated too. It's just tourniquet on one leg. And ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. You look at that, you think it's real. But you see, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And you can see those pictures. You can go up on the internet and type in Boston bombing, amputate, picture, man loses both legs. You can see the videos. You can see the pictures there. And there's no question at all, if you stop and think about it, this is a well-healed BK step of how long ago it was, several years ago probably. You can see, Chris, with the prosthesis has been sitting on there, pushing in and causing the tissue to atrophy. So why did they do that? Ladies and gentlemen, they play games with their mind and they sit back and laugh at how stupid the American people are. check it out, find out if what I'm telling you is true. Now, was there an explosion? Yes, there was an explosion. Were people injured? I suspect they were. And I suspect that some people were killed. We don't know about the police officer. It's sort of like exactly Lee Harvey Oswald. We're told it killed Officer Tibbet. As when Lee Harvey Oswald was on his way to the theater, who killed the officer there sitting in his squad car at MIT? We don't know. All we know is what we read in the newspapers, what we're told on radio and television. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, of course, the bombing was a very excellent cover as they got through several pieces of legislation that will restrict our freedom. And this will be used, of course, to expand government control in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists. But are we being really protected from the wicked terrorists? Who is funding Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda terrorists? Well, basically, we are. And you can go up on the Internet and type in CIA, go to Google, CIA funds Al-Qaeda, CIA funds ISI, which is Pakistani intelligence, and then type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is being funded by Saudi Arabia. It's being funded by Pakistani intelligence. And by your CIA, American tax dollars at work. We're funding them all throughout the Near East. We're funding them in Syria. And where is the outcry from the American people? They're so confused, they don't know what to think. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. I want to know what you think. And right now we've got Dee calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Not so bad. The snow is melting off the mountains, and I think in a few weeks it'll probably be safe to start gardening.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I hope the people up there are learning how to garden. I think we may need this. I think that we may very well see some cataclysmic events that would keep us from being able to get food in the grocery stores. And even if it never happens, it's always fun to be working in the garden, growing your vegetables and your flowers. But go right ahead, Dee. Do you have a question or comment for us this evening?
Well, I've been practicing my gardening here for about 10 years, the better part of the last decade, but I wanted to revisit this EMP threat issue, and it was in a different hour. I got through yesterday, and I was a little disappointed I didn't get to make a follow-up comment with Dr. Pry, but it's really worth checking out on the Internet to the listeners. Be sure to go up and look that up, because Dr. Pry brought a lot of great issues.
All right, fine. For our listeners, that was Dr. Peter Pry. He's 30 years from Washington, D.C. He spent 10 years with the CIA. A lot of things he can't put out because he signed secrecy agreements, but he can bring out a lot of things for almost 20 years. He worked for Congress. Well over 10 years, he was in charge of the Congressional Commission on Electromagnetic Pulse Attacks and the very real danger. Congress had extensive hearings there. And Dr. Pry is very, very concerned about this. This is not an imaginary threat. This is a real threat. For a couple hundred million dollars, we can protect 300 of America's major cities. We've not done it. It's totally illogical. Certainly, if there was an EMP attack, one bomb over the center part of America, and within 6 months to a year, between 200 and 250 million Americans would be dead. And what are we doing to protect them? Absolutely nothing. Doesn't make any sense. But go ahead, Dee. Once again, though, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Go right ahead, Dee.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I've done a lot of research on this subject, and the thing I'm wrestling with is the greatest man-made EMP event in human history occurred on October 30th, 1961. When the Soviets detonated, they called it the AN-610 device. You can look it up on the Internet. And that went up to an altitude of 35 miles. And although there was severe damage in the Soviet East, the Soviet Union at large remained intact. And I asked Dr. Pry, why is this so? Why did this apparently happen? And I think to summarize his response, it's hardening. He said that the Soviets had studied the matter, and it was a matter of hardening. But I don't think it's quite that simple. I think that the targets themselves were much harder at the time, and it's not that EMP weapons are getting harder; they're actually getting softer. The yields on the weapons themselves are getting softer, but the targeting is getting more accurate. It's that the VLSI devices are getting even softer, faster. And I think there's quite an analogy between that and the world financial situation. And it's not that our economy is doing so great. It's that the rest of the world is falling much faster than we are.
Hold that thought for just a minute. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I thought, well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. Dee's out there talking for Post Falls, Idaho. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Dee is saying certainly don't hurry to get rid of your older cars. Certainly, probably the older cars would survive an electromagnetic pulse attack far better than a newer car, which is heavily dependent upon computers. Go right ahead, though, Dee.
Yeah, certainly. Anything that's carbureted that has a normally aspirated analog carburetor and lacks chips, if you have fuel for it, if you looked ahead, prepared ahead, and stored up fuel. The other thing is the landline telephone. And just look at how the phone books are shrinking everywhere. And you can see that it's a tremendous trend to go wireless, but we're being seduced by convenience. And these convenient things are the most vulnerable things to EMP of all. Computers, those sorts of things. Off-grid money is a good thing. Deal with cash. Deal with checks. Write a few checks from time to time. Because every time we do these things economically, as Walter Williams says, we vote economically. And we're voting against these legacy technologies. And the more we vote against them, the more they're going to disappear and the more vulnerable we become.
I agree with you totally. And I think this is something we should be very concerned about, which is why we spend a fair amount of time and keep going back to the electromagnetic pulse, because basically we're trying to educate, and you educate by repetition. And the best means I know to learn is simply to go over them again and again until people come to really understand the enormity of what we're talking about. Anything else you wanted to say, Dean?
Well, just very briefly, right now, I know my audio quality may not be all that great, but I'm actually talking on an analog telephone, and I have a high degree of confidence that if I unclip this thing and it's off the grid and off of an antenna, it would survive an EMP because there are no chips in it, there are no transistors, it's entirely line powered. It doesn't even require any power. It's entirely powered by the network. And I would encourage people, maintain an old telephone that you can just plug right in that you don't need batteries for.
Sounds like a great plan. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate
your
calling. And let's go to Herman calling us. And right now, of course, our telephone number again. It's open line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Well, discussing the EMP threat and the fact that we're not doing anything about it, and probably most people that you initially talked to about it would say, oh, I'm sure if there really was a threat, our government and military would be on top of it. Brings to mind an ancient analogy when Babylon, which had been around for a long, long time, the city of Babylon, and it took 3 days to get through the city. It was that large from one end to the other. It had walls, in fact, a couple series of walls surrounding it, and I forget if the walls were 100 or 200 feet high. No one had ever conquered it, and yet it was conquered. I think it was Cyrus, and what he did, he diverted the river upstream, and the only place that the walls were not in place was at the river, but there were iron gates. But when the river was diverted, he was able to send his troops in under the iron gate and then open up one of the other gates and conquer the city while they were partying.
And basically, Herman, it happened in one night. And basically, of course, Daniel had made that prophecy that this is what about to happen, and it happened certainly within a day or two of Daniel's prophecy.
Right. And so I encourage people to really pray about the situation in our country. And we have leaders that seem to be blind, and that may be one of the judgments that God sends upon a nation or people, and that is that he will give them over to a delusion.
Well, of course, you've heard me say it before, but I will say it again. The words of Thomas Jefferson, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those words are chiseled into the white marble of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., and never quoted in the United States. Why? Because they don't want you to believe that God. Thomas Jefferson believed in God and believed God was a very important part of government. Was Thomas Jefferson a Christian? No, I don't think so, although I think he increasingly began to embrace the beliefs of Christianity, and in his latter day years he wrote about how he had certainly been looking into the mystical through not much of his life, but now he realized how unimportant that was, and he was going to lay back and put his head on the soft pillow that Christ had provided for us. You'll never hear these quotations through the regular channels, because our reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But Thomas Jefferson realized that when a country turns against God, that country is going to be destroyed. And I share your concern, Herman. I believe that's coming to America. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that miracle juice so really is a miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And in all the years we've done a program here, we've never had such a limited response to our programs. So basically, when we do open lines, we get all sorts of calls. And I'm sure most people are horrified that I would suggest that maybe some of what we saw having to do with the bombing wasn't true. And I believe there was a bombing. I believe people were killed. But I believe that there was also other things that took place at that time to create a division among our people. And if all you need to do is certainly go up on the internet and type in Boston bombing, amputation both legs, something like that, you can actually see this stump. And it's obviously it's a well-heeled, below-the-knee stump. Suddenly, and then they've attached onto this long piece of bone. Then it is not a tibia. I've seen lots of tibias. And it says suddenly, but there's no blood on the individual. Basically, you get both legs blown off of you. You are in shock. You're not sitting up in a wheelchair with suddenly a tourniquet on one leg, but not on the other leg. And basically, they are controlling our reality. And this is what people really don't understand, is that they play games with our minds. And this is a beautiful example of playing games with our minds. So if you go up there, check this out. and then understand that this certainly, this is the sort of thing they've done time and time again. Certainly, they killed almost 3,000 people when they took down the Twin Towers, and basically, and of course, crashed the plane. They didn't crash it in Shanksville. The plane exploded because the debris field was over a diameter of 8 miles. And where the big hole in the ground, or where the plane supposedly crashed, there was hardly any wreckage. How could you crash a plane into the ground and have no wreckage, and yet have the wreckage over a debris field of 8 miles? Can you explain that to me? And of course, you can't. Well, basically, we have open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. The opening was about 18 feet by 18 feet. How would you put a 737 into a hole that size? And, of course, you couldn't do it. But basically, of course, this whole thing was contrived, and then what happened to all the bodies that were in there? I talked to a woman who actually was in the Pentagon and came out through the opening there in the side of the building where the plane had supposedly gone in, and there was no records, and her life was repeatedly threatened for daring to tell the public, and she was told never to tell what she saw. Well, there's nothing to hide. Why did they want to hide it? So basically, they killed almost 3,000 people. Why did they have the World Trade Center catastrophe? Well, because they needed an excuse. They needed to be able to manipulate the entire American public and get them behind this idea of going to war, first with Afghanistan and then with Iraq, and then having our forces over there so we could go to war eventually with the Muslim world. Long-range planning. And the American people went right along with it the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Nobody wanted to go to war in the Middle East. On September 12th, everybody was willing to follow our courageous president into war. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go back to Herman. Hi, Herman. Did you have something else you wanted to bring up?
Yes, I wanted to direct the listeners to John McTernan's website, Defend and Proclaim. He's the man that wrote the book, As America Has Done to Israel, and the article the 19th of April entitled God's Final Warning to America. And he said, once again, a national disaster hits on a national sinful event. Today is the homosexual event, National Day of Silence. This is an organized event by homosexuals and their supporters at schools. They remain silent in schools for the day as a protest against bullying and those who oppose their agenda. Once again, this organized event shows just how far the homosexual agenda has penetrated the nation. He said, last year, Boston rejected the Holy God of Israel, the Bible, and God's plan for marriage. In less than a year, Muslim terrorists have paralyzed the city with terror, killings, and fear. The people of Boston remained silent when the mayor rejected a business, by the way, that was Chick-fil-A, that stood for God and his plan for marriage. Now the city has gotten Allah and the real Islam. The city did not want the Lord, so now Allah has filled the void with all that comes with Allah. I see this happening throughout America. Americans have rejected the Lord and the authority of the Bible. Unless there is repentance from the church and turning back to the Lord, America is about to receive a full measure of the homosexual agenda and Allah. Once events like this start, they seem to open up the spiritual realm and flood into a society. And also Chicago rejected Chick-fil-A, told him, you know what, you people are not welcome in our city. And I tremble for what may be in the future for Chicago. And they've had all sorts of riots going on with different people and these flash mobs and people being beaten and so forth. And it's hardly covered in the news. Same thing in Philadelphia. So I really ask our listeners to pray for peace in our country.
I share peace. Your concern, Herman, because basically you're absolutely right. When a nation rejects God, God eventually rejects that nation. And we're told that the latter days there's going to be a great falling away. And you go back and you read the scriptures, go back and read Matthew 24, you'll find out that there is this great falling away there in the latter days. And basically, I think these things are taking place today. Any of our listeners who have not seen Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful set of the sermons, they're called The Final Countdown. Basically, right now we have the five sets of The Final Countdown, part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Each one has five DVDs in it, a wonderful education and understanding of what's going to happen. Part 6 should be available here. I think it's almost done, and Pastor Billy promises to get it to us as soon as it is finished. And then we'll be offering that to you. But you must understand, if you're looking at things politically, if you're looking at things logically, none of what's going on makes sense today. I mean, it doesn't make any sense not to be making preparations, expending a few $100 million, certainly, to protect our major cities from the destructive influence of an EMP attack. And yet we can give a couple of $100 million, of John Kerry Gates, a couple of $100 million recently to Egypt. And with that $200 million, we could have protected 300 of our major cities from the total destruction that will come with an electromagnetic pulse attack. We have to ask why it is that none of these things have happened. And I share your concern, Herman. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you're out there in the audience, remember that when a nation turns their back on God, God certainly brings his judgment on that nation. Certainly the story of the gospel is full of that. Certainly when Pharaoh turned against the Jewish people, and we saw what happened to actually his kingdom, and of course it never did recover from that terrible, terrible event. And time again, when the children of Israel turned against God, why, of course, he first of all brought the Assyrians in to conquer them, then the Babylonians in to conquer them. People say, well, we're the mightiest nation in the world. Yes, we're the mightiest nation in the world, and we're simply one EMP attack away from becoming a third world nation. People say it couldn't happen here. And I say, why not? If God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Herman, you go right ahead.
Also on today, April 24th, he has an article, John McTernan, History of the Muslim Brotherhood Penetration of the United States Government. And it's datelined 4/22/2013. But it shows the deep Muslim Brotherhood's tentacles are in the American government. And Obama gave advanced weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So I direct people to that website.
That's John McTernan's website. Okay, thank you very much, Herman. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly you must understand that we live in a very, very uncertain world. People think, oh, my goodness, you know, we've got this wonderful country. But ladies and gentlemen, 10, 15 years ago, we were the largest creditor nation in the world. Today, we are the largest debtor nation in the world. And suddenly, we have certainly $3 to $4 trillion that we owe to other countries that we're never going to be able to pay them back. And one reason, of course, the price of homes is going up here in the United States now is because the Chinese are coming in and buying up the homes. Why? Because they don't trust our currency and they want to get rid of it. And basically, they know, of course, that there is no way in the world that America will ever be able to pay off its debts. Other countries understand that we have a great military, but of course, it's simply one cataclysmic event. Oh, we could lose that, and certainly we're talking about certainly getting into some sort of a conflict over there in the Near East, the Middle East. And remember, many of these countries do have nuclear weapons, and they can get them in Pakistan, and one nuclear weapon over the center part of the United States, and the country we know would cease to be. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've had 3 or 4 callers, and for some reason or other, they've all dropped off. Whether they've dropped off or somebody's been cutting them off, I don't know. But if you have a question or comment, if you agree or you disagree, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly what happened back in Boston is a tremendous tragedy. But we don't know that anything that they've told us about these two boys is true. We do know that certainly the older boy, and I think his name is Tamerlan, and Tamerlan and the last name is Sarnovitz, and basically the Chesnian. Apparently he's married, has a child, no visible means of support, and he's able to go over and live with his father for 6 months from January to July of 2012. How did he finance himself? How did he finance his wife and child here in the United States while he's over suddenly over in Chesnia with no visible means of support? Well, you go up in the DEPCA file, and DEPCA, about 60% of what they say is true, 40% is certainly disinformation. DEPCA is one of these so-called intelligence sites, whether it's Mossad or CIA, I don't know. But I do know, of course, that you can never trust what they say, but they say that certainly the older brother was a dual agent. He was working supposedly for the CIA, and the CIA was financing him. Listen to what his mother says. Of course, the CIA says they contacted him once back in 2011. The mother says they were constantly in contact with him, and that they were monitoring everything he did, and that he was actually working for them. The mother said that her son was working for the CIA. Is that true? We don't know. Let's go to Bruce calling from Spokane, but I will tell you everything is going to be done to confuse the issue. But if you really want to know what's going on, go open the internet and go to your web search site, Google or Yahoo, and type in Boston bomber, Sydney, dual amputations, and look at the stump. Look at that bone sticking out of the end of this well-heeled stump. Where is the flesh on the bone? Where is the tears in the skin of this traumatic amputation? That is a well-healed baloney amputation. It's been around for a couple of years, and the tissues are actually wasted as they ordinarily would be when wearing a prosthesis. So why would they put those pictures up on the web? Hi, Bruce, calling from Spokane. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do. You're absolutely correct. Our reality is altered front of this on a daily basis. And as for those who feed in the trough of the government media or controlled media, they will always be led in the direction that is intended. I was also watching today, they had the media showing how to make pressure cooker bombs. Now, if you'd think insanity is followed by common sense, it's not. It's followed by more insanity. And they were showing how the pressure cooker bombs were made. And I'm sure that, all the secondhand stores will be pulling pressure cookers off the shelves if they're not already purchased by somebody who wants to experiment with them.
But, certainly if you look at the size of the backpacks that the boys were wearing, you couldn't put a pressure cooker in.
They don't fit.
Nobody questions that. Well,
nobody does.
They show you the backpacks, but nobody says you can't put a backpack in there. But you can't put a pressure cooker in there. So basically, everything is illusion and delusion.
Generally speaking, a pressure cooker is used for the canning that we have. It's not for making a pot roast. You're right. There's something that's, to say the least, unweighted and clumsy. And if they are remote detonated, just as we showed in Iraq, the detonators are made right here in the United States.
Yeah, no. But basically, the average individual isn't going to be able to get one. Somebody has to know.
Oh, absolutely not. I can't order them from eBay.
Right.
Or Amazon.
Right.
And now another thing that we, right immediately after the Sandy Hook so-called disaster, there was a psychologist who did this video and was pleading with the media not to put all this stuff up again and again and again. He says, this is how they're done. Is it, they're 15 minutes of fame or whatever kind of psychological disturbance they have, they will repeat itself if the media keeps playing this over and over and over again.
But Bruce, that's what they do because they want a repetition.
Oh, I know. They're altering ratings and the agenda that follows immediately after every event.
But that's how you get people to believe. You see it over and over and over again. That's why, of course, they believe. This is why many times I repeat ideas and programs over and over to counter that, so people can begin
and
to think independently.
I applaud you for that.
Go right ahead.
Well, I applaud you for that, and that's the way it should be done, because people don't grasp, right off the bat, there's something that's delivered to them. And it takes an effort to think anymore. This is the problem with passive people. And a tremendous amount of my friends are disconnected from the so-called mainstream media, and it's to our benefit.
We really are, but of course I hope you listen to Radio Liberty and to Alex and Joyce.
I do, and I just received the case of books yesterday.
Okay, fine. Well, please put them to good use.
Take care.
God bless. Okay.
Bye.
That was Bruce, of course, calling from Spokane. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, if you haven't read my book, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to understand that behind everything going on are supernatural forces. And as we live in a material world, there is a mystical world. As we live in a subjective world, there's a spiritual world. As we live in a tangible world, there's an intangible world. And you must learn to be able to differentiate them and then join us in this epic struggle. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty to wrap up the program.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do always be self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I hope that that many of you out there will give serious consideration going up on the internet and looking at this fellow who's just lost his leg, his both legs been blown off, and there he is with a well-healed below-knee amputation stump, and somebody's attached a piece of bone to it. Isn't a tibia at all. Somebody's attached a piece of bone to it, and there's no blood, there's no flesh, there's no tears of the skin. Certainly, the BK amputation, it's a well-healed BK amputation with normal atrophy you get from wearing a prosthesis. Look at those pictures before they take them all down. The last thing is they want is for the American people to know the truth. We're up against organized evil, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. People always say, well, basically it's the Catholic Church. And no, Catholics, they're Catholics involved, most Catholics, certainly are good Americans, and certainly most of our priests are good Americans. But there are people working within the structure of the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order who are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and there are people within the Jewish faith, not most Jews, but a few of them. Certainly there are people working within the Masonic order, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, certainly the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Scientologists, all sorts of people out there, certainly working behind the scenes in covert organizations. The common goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and the new Pope is already talking about how we all worship the same God. We worship the same God as the Muslims. Well, maybe he worships the God of the Muslims, but I certainly don't. Why would a highly educated man with two PhDs, far smarter than I'll ever be, why would he make a statement like that? Because this is the time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be rapidly moving to the consolidation of the one-world government, the one-world financial system, and the one-world religion with the progressive destruction of Christianity. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We do hope that many of you out there will have the courage to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we maintain our network of over 50 stations out across America, and those programs are heard all across the world, shortwave, internet, certainly satellite radio stations, telephone. You can actually get our afternoon programs on telephone if you have no other means of getting it. But we need your help to maintain our network, and so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, and I know many people are having all sorts of financial problems today, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, and certainly for Alex and Joyce and John Leffler and all the other people out there, Steve Quayle and all of our other friends, Joe Fair, on the front lines of this battle. And basically, we're having an impact. Public Policy Polling recently did a survey. They're a left-wing organization. They interviewed thousands of people to see how they felt on various issues. And 28% of the people they interviewed already believe there is a secret society out there, a secret group that's working to create a one-world government. Of the people who voted for Mitt Romney, 38% believe that, certainly, or maybe only 20% of the Democrats, but 38% of the people who voted for Mitt Romney believe there's a secret group. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a tremendous effect. They want to give you a feeling, certainly there's nothing you can do. Yes, they're frightened to death because they understand what they're doing is wrong, that they're a subversive group. These people have taken us from war to war. They should be tried for their war crimes. And I'm talking about the people at the highest levels of the government who led us into a war in Afghanistan after the Fodi attack on the Twin Towers. And if you don't believe that, you need to get Richard Gage's DVD on 9/11. And that, of course, you need to get certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get other people to listen to our talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the covert agenda, certainly on the desperate deception, on the world revolution, on fluoride, the hidden agenda, and on vaccines, the specter haunting America, and so much more. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Let us free. Let us all be grateful for a land.
knife with a life from above, from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter from Israel. He's lived there for 30 years until, of course, he was getting too close to the very heartbeat of the devil, and he was beginning to expose corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, and there were threats against his life, and he was forced then to come to America. And, of course, their loss is our gain. And we know we have an awful lot of people over there in Israel, though, who listen to our interviews with Barry and Sydney. We have friends over there who have been on with us, and they tell us how what a response they get from the many Jewish people over there in Israel who listen to our programs and how they contact her because she's a frequent guest on our program every month. Well, that is the background, Barry. Thank you very much for being with us, and what are we going to cover?
Well, this is our third station, but it's a good interview. It's a special interview as well. I wrote an article this week. I don't know where my webmaster is. I'll try to get him to put it up. I'm worried he might be dead. Honest to God, he was sick. Haven't heard from him in a month. Nonetheless, I wrote this article. Now, the first part, well, I was asked to do a review of a CIA secret report on Israel. Now, there's so much junk on the internet, and you can't tell what's right from wrong somehow. I can. I can smell a rat a mile away, but most people can't. This so-called review, the CIA review, well, they have a secret report that Israel's a goner, and that all its Russians are going to return to Russia, and that all the rest have got passports to America. It's the most absurd thing you ever saw.
And I think basically what this is a secret CIA report that says in 20 years why Israel's supposed to be gone and the Russian Jews will leave and all the Jews are going to leave Israel. And of course, Barry thinks it's foolish, and so do I. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, there are no Russians going back to Russia, and I have plenty of Russian friends. They weren't nostalgic about life in Russia. Look, I just pointed it out, but what bothers me is it's getting so much play. I took it off, you know, what is considered a major alternate website in Canada, but it was only one of many who have put this utter garbage. All right. I mean, come on. Anyone who understands, well, look, if you're an intelligence writer, you got to be more sophisticated than this. And you don't have to be, apparently. And that was the first part of my article. But then I went to the second part. It all ties together, and we'll have time to tie it together. But a site, Douglas Hemp, is the man's name, and he wrote, I hear music already.
You go right ahead. I'll guide you through it. Go ahead.
He paralleled us. I am followed by, which one's first? No, you're first, and then I follow you. He puts us one after another and really ties, I would say, an obscure side of my writing, and I think he's got it absolutely right. We'll go through it soon as the music ends.
All right, but basically because Mr. Hemp had written a part of an article where he had quoted extensively from me, and then he had quoted extensively from Barry, and basically somebody to simply try to explain what's going on in the world today, and we appreciate Mr. Hemp's being willing to quote us and get the information out. Barry, go right ahead.
Well, I think what's interesting is the stuff that I'm missing and the stuff that you're missing, and then you kind of combine us, and then the picture becomes really quite clear when you get both of us. Look, we have to start with the intro to the Balfour Declaration. Now, your readers, many don't know this, so I'm going to remind you that it was a letter sent by the foreign minister, not secretary, minister of England, Lord Balfour, James Balfour, Arthur James Balfour, to Lord Lionel Rothschild. The letter essentially was the first political recognition of Zionist aims, what they call Zionist aims. We'll go into that in a second, of a great power. I won't argue with that, but there was much more to it. Boy, the myth that they told us, what I was raised with, that the British were so grateful to Lord Weizmann, Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, really, really, the day he came into the life of the Jews is the day Jews started getting massacred in Europe. It's a long story, but what we were told is because he managed to find a way to get acetone out of paint peelings. Britain was running out of acetone and couldn't make good bombs. But Lord Weizmann, well, he figured out how to just take old rotting paint and turn it into acetone. Not a bomb was made. But that's the reason we were told that Balfour sent a letter to Lord Rothschild recognizing that the Jews deserve their own homeland in their ancient land of Israel. That is the Balfour Declaration.
Okay, fine. And of course, that's important. People have forgotten, though, that certainly the English promised the Palestine to the Jews. They also promised it to the French. They also promised it to the Arabs. So basically, they gave it away three different times. But the Balfour Declaration.
They didn't have it to give to the Arabs.
Of course, they didn't. But they did. I mean, basically, they made the agreements. But basically, fortunately, the whole thing came together. But certainly it was just the hypocrisy of everything that was being done. But this was the foundation. The Balfour Declaration certainly preceded the formation of the Jewish state. And for that reason, it's historically very, very important.
Well, it's certainly an important talk. I hear the music.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Well, basically, Barry has been describing the Balfour Declaration. It was a letter that was sent by James Balfour, the Foreign Secretary of Great Britain.
Foreign Minister of Great Britain,
to Lord Rothschild, and basically suggesting that the Jews should be allowed to go to the Holy Land, go to Palestine as their traditional place where they would be united there. So pick up the story.
Yeah, it was more than suggesting. It looked with great favor upon the reestablishment of Jewish homeland. It wasn't suggesting. Got the ball rolling. All right, let's just go to the quotes from Douglas Hemp, and we'll put it all together at the end. Okay, I'm going to start with yours. Hemp writes, "What is significant about this correspondence is that according to researcher Dr. Stanley Monteith, Balfour was a high-ranking Mason. Believe it or not, I got people who really wrote me and said you got this one wrong, but he didn't have to be necessarily a Mason to be playing ball with the Masonic agenda."
Okay, go right ahead.
All righty. Look, the fact, well, I'm going to again quote, well, first him. In fact, we will see that the Masons were centrally responsible for Israel's reestablishment. Dr. Monteith has summarized what Freemason Cecil Rhodes wrote in his Confession of Faith. Quote, Lord Milner was a 33rd degree Mason. William T. Stead was a spiritualist and theosophist, and Arthur Balfour was a spiritualist, a Mason, and a member for the Society of Psychical Research. Dr. Monteith rightly notes, what most researchers have missed is the fact that most of the men who joined Cecil Rhodes' secret society were involved in the occult. Dr. Monteith again quotes from Rhodes' Confessions of Faith, where he states that he has become a Mason and then states the goal of bringing the world under British control. To quote from Rhodes, in the present day, I became a member of the Masonic Order. Why should we not form a secret society with one object, the furtherance of the British Empire, for the bringing of the whole of the uncivilized world under British rule, for the recovery of the United States? So far, you know, I can play a ball with the agenda. The last one, well, for the making of the Anglo-Saxon race, but one empire. And I guess he means Australia and Canada or something, all one empire. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. But then you quote Professor Carol Quigley from Tragedy and Hope. He quotes, two power blocks that controlled Great Britain during the early decades of the 20th century. One was led by Lord Cecil Rhodes, the other by Lord Milner. Quigley writes, quote, one of the enduring creations of the Rhodes block is the Society for Psychical Research, which holds a position in the history of the Rhodes block similar to that held by the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the Milner Group. The Society, now this is wrong, the Royal Institute of International Affairs was founded in 1919. I'm not sure which, the Psychical Research Society was founded in 1882 by the Balfour family and their in-laws. That's what you meant by that Balfour was involved in the occult.
That's right.
Oh, well, you know what? I think you should explain a couple things. And I know your readers don't have all the points because I'm just getting them now. Come on, who is William T. Stead?
William T. Stead was basically the advisor for Cecil Rhodes and so many of the young men at that time. He had been a professor, and basically he published a magazine known as Review of Reviews. But Stead was deeply involved in spiritualism and theosophy, and he was one of the four original members of Cecil Rhodes' secret society that was to eventually expand both in England and here in the United States, intent upon becoming the foundation for a move to create a world government. But because Stead actually disagreed with Cecil Rhodes' effort to bring about the Boer War, certainly, Stead wanted to do away with war, and he felt it was wrong to create war so he could do away with war. He opposed, certainly, the efforts of this secret society to bring about the Boer War, and as a result, he was thrown out of the secret society, and we can be very, very thankful for that. Well, because, of course, he then wrote about the secret society in his diary and several other places. He wrote several essays, which we have, about the secret society, so we know it was founded. So we're indebted to William Stead from that point of view. But William Stead was deeply involved in the occult. I just looked at what I'd written about Balfour. I don't think at any point I've ever said that Balfour was a Mason, but he was deeply involved. Arthur Balfour was deeply involved in the occult, and that's what everybody's missed. And his family had created the Society for Psychic research, a psychic research. And this, of course, was one of the major organizations in Great Britain that was involved in studying spiritualism. That was in the 1880s. And the significance of all of this is that almost all of the people who were involved with Cecil Rhodes in the formation of the Secret Society, which, of course, eventually became in America, the Council on Foreign Relations, and then subsequently the Trilateral Commission, they were all deeply involved in the occult. Go right ahead.
Well, let me take over from here. And it really does join your research and puts it into... well, it adds dimensions, all right? Hemp writes, Israeli author and reporter Barry Chambers states the Masonic administration over the establishment of Israel in no uncertain terms. Now, I want to say this. I wrote this when I was young and precocious. Nowadays, I'm not writing things like this. But you know what? I had spunk, and not only that, well, Hemp found this quote, boy, that must have taken a lot of reading, and I'm right. I don't see where I wrote anything wrong here. Now, here is me, all right? Quote, without British Freemasonry, there would be no modern state of Israel. In the 1860s, the British Israelite movement was initiated from within Freemasonry. Its goal was to establish a Jewish Masonic state in the Turkish province of Palestine. Of course, that would mean dealing with the Turks at some point down the line, but first the country would have to be repopulated with Jews. And the idea wasn't to bring in more Jews, religious Jews. They were already the majority in Jerusalem and Tiberias and Sfat. Nah, they weren't going to be the kind of Jews to repopulate Israel. Not ones that believed in their religion in some sort of unbroken fashion from biblical times. No. They're Jews who would repopulate Israel, by quote, would eventually accept the Masonic view of history. Keep on going. This is me still being quoted.
Go right ahead. No, I think that's fascinating. Go ahead.
Initially, British Jewish Masonic families, like the Rothschilds and the Montefiores, provided a capital to build the infrastructure for the anticipated wave of immigration. However, luring the Jews to Israel was proving difficult. They simply liked European life too much to abandon it. So Europe was to be turned into a nightmare for the Jews. This led directly to the rise of pogroms and Zionism, the kind of Zionism that we dread. Was labor Zionism. They took over the whole movement. Back to my quotes. Then things began moving quickly. British Freemasons like Arthur Balfour and Herbert Samuel led the campaign for official British recognition of a Jewish homeland during World War I. At the same time, a million British troops badly needed in the trenches of Europe were sent marching to Palestine to oust the Ottomans. When the war ended, the campaign for a Jewish state went into full speed at Versailles. In 1919, the Royal Institute of International Affairs was founded in London, and 2 years later, the Council on Foreign Relations began its nefarious activities in New York. After the music ends, I'll talk about their agendas and how Israel got founded by the Freemasons.
But I think it's so important that people understand that there is within the Jewish religion certainly the religious Jews, but then there's this other group where you call them the labor Zionists, and their loyalty is not to the God of the traditional God of Israel that the religious Jews worship. They have a different agenda, and they basically worked very closely with the Nazis to create the Holocaust so that the Jews would be willing to leave the comfort of Europe and go to live in Israel. This is the significance of what Barry's saying, and I believe it's true. Barry, go right ahead.
Yeah, you just stated a major aim of my writing. And look, I didn't write the transfer agreement. I found out about it how I found out about it. Edwin Black wrote quite a book on the deal the labor Zionists cut with the Nazis in 1933. Now, what happened is that they got the labor Zionists forced out the Irgun, the right-wing Jews, the religious Jews. They took over the whole Zionist movement, the works. From that point on, don't even think of the term Zionist with the Irgun or the Stern Gang or the right-wing or the religious. They were all out. The deal was called a transfer agreement. Every Jewish organization in 1932, there were over 250 of them, were banned. Only one was allowed to remain legal. By the way, all the way till 1941, that was the labor Zionist camps, where they trained, essentially they trained professionals. The Jews of Europe were more likely to be in law and medicine than to be farmers. But they were turned into farmers in these labor Zionist camps. They were shipped to kibbutzim. The stubborn ones opened cafes in Haifa, whatever. But these 80,000 Jews were the seed stock of the new Israel. These German Jews were going to be the seed stock. Now, the labor Zionists actually expected about 2 million. Now, this is from Chaim Weizmann. Chaim Weizmann, who was the leader of labor Zionism of the Jewish Agency in 1935 on, said there's going to be a Holocaust, a Shoah, and possibly 2 million Jews will survive in Europe, but they'll be good Jews. They'll be strong and good for Israel. The rest, they're in the dust bowl of history, dust. This was what Weizmann was saying. They knew there was going to be an upcoming Holocaust. They knew it, and they said so. The history is God-awful. It's just simply God-awful. Now I'm going to continue with the agenda of this new Israel, what Israel was to become. Look, the agendas of both the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the RIAA, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, were the same. This is Douglas Hamp. The agenda is called for a world governmental takeover and a global religion based in Jerusalem. Oh, excuse me, that's still me. Here is Douglas Hamp commenting. The above evidence strongly affirms that the Masons were behind the establishment of the modern state of Israel, given their intense interest in the temple and their desire to rebuild it. Such testimony becomes strong circumstantial evidence that the Masons were behind the reestablishment of Israel. No kidding. All right? No kidding. Now, I'm going to switch topics. I think, by the way, the story is very well told between our two testimonies.
Hold that thought for just a moment here.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically Barry has simply been talking about the transfer agreement, an agreement between the labor Zionists and the Nazis, going right along to create the Holocaust, and out of the horror of the Holocaust, why then the German Jews who survived would be willing to go to Israel. Now, you're never going to hear this from other sources, but there's a book on the transfer agreement, and if you get Barry's writings, you'll find out this is true. History has never been told and told properly. And the tragedy is, of course, that the Jews did go to Israel eventually, those who survived this horrible, horrible situation. But this has actually been promoted by the labor Zionists to force the Jews to go to Israel, and this then was the basis for the foundation of Israel, the state we have today. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that summarizes. There are a lot of details to fill that in, but that summarizes it. 100,000 survived. Wherever the Nazis occupied, the Jews were wiped out. They didn't get the 2 million. They didn't even get 100,000. That was it. They had to uproot Jews from Sephardic countries because they couldn't get the Jews out. They failed. The Nazis were too good at doing a Holocaust. The connivances against the Jewish people by the Jewish people. Jews just don't want to talk about this. I do. I don't care. Now, I'm going on to another subject where I will talk about it. I think a lot of Jews know this, and it's been really hushed up. Now, I started getting information about a news site. I don't know if it's new, but its claim is that Israel did 9/11. And it's apparently an influential site. So I went to the site. Now, look, you take a Jew. He was on the Supreme Court, or he was on the Commission of Inquiry, but you just piled Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew. Everyone was either in on 9/11 or covering it up, and you've got the ultimate conspiracy. Israel did it. It was such a crappy psych. So much crap in there. But let's say 90% was guesswork, speculation, and wrong. They don't understand. There is proof that Jews were deeply involved with 9/11.
But this was only a few Jews, Barry, and this is the important thing for people to understand. There were a few Jews who were instrumental in this, but it was not the average Jewish person. It was just these, what I call them, very evil Jewish people. Go ahead.
Obviously, you and I and anyone we know, and look, there's a cabal of powerful people who are very, very, very crooked. All right.
Oh, I call them very, very, very evil, but go ahead.
All right. It's a synonym. Fine. We are talking about, well, if I am Larry Silverstein, then you're not talking to me. Obviously, we're two separate individuals. That goes without saying. But I'm going to go through the three people who, without these three people, 9/11 couldn't have happened. Now I'm going to start, and this is where the site is. You know, they're defeating themselves by being anti-Semitic. And look, if this Jew went to Israel 1 year for vacation, he was in on the plot to blow up 9/11. I mean, it was really, really lousy research. And I'm so tired of reading lousy research. It's so frustrating that, more people fall for it than see through it. Look, here are the three people that were involved. And we start with Larry Silverstein. Now, look, Larry Silverstein got a 99-year lease on the World Trade Center on July 24th, 2001, a month and a half before the buildings collapsed. It was in that time that the explosives, that the plot was hatched. Now, there, one thing is ridiculous. Oh, I hear the music. We'll talk about how he turned $3.2 billion into $7.2 billion in 1 second.
All right, fine. But I think they call it the whole background is that there were some Jewish people who were involved in this. But this is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's made up of many races, but certainly several key people there affiliated with what happened to the Twin Towers just happened to be Jewish. And basically, Barry certainly is honest enough to bring this out. And I think that we have to be honest enough to bring it out. But don't let them confuse you as to what the real motivation is. This was certainly conspired to put together because they wanted to get us into a war in the Middle East, and they did.
I was humming along. All right. Now, look, Silverstein, the fact that he made a claim that his World Trade Center, a month and a half old, all right, he'd owned the lease for a month and a half, was victimized in two separate plots because two planes hit the buildings, and somehow he won, and he was awarded $7.2 billion in insurance money. Boy, oh boy, did he get rich. But this is not the real issue. The real issue, and hear me out now, it's not that hard. Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon, in the shadows of the smoldering buildings 1 and 2. Building 7, a much smaller, but half the size of buildings 1 and 2, it came down in a controlled demolition, a perfectly controlled straight down demolition. A brick didn't hit the building next door. It obviously, you can't rig a building to collapse in an afternoon of chaos or any afternoon. How did Larry Silverstein know that Building 7 was rigged with explosives? He was the one who pulled Building 7. Now, here's the story. At 5:20 in the afternoon, United Airlines Flight 93, which was supposed to smash into Building 7, but we don't know why, and it's not our business to know why right now. We got fed a lot of missing and bubblemizers. But it fell in a field in Pennsylvania instead of crashing into Building 7. And at 5:20 in the afternoon, with fire marshals snooping around and the police about to discover that the building was rigged to explode, well, Larry Silverstein panicked. And he brought down the building all by his lonesome.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Barry is talking about how Larry Silverstein got about $7.2 billion because of the two buildings that came down. He'd only actually leased them for, he had a 99-year lease, but he only had to lease them for about a month and a half before the buildings come down. But of course, Barry feels that the key to understanding what happened was the fact that at 5:20 on the afternoon of the attack, why, of course, Building 7 comes down. And Building 7 is a typical controlled demolition. You only have to look on the DVD or look out the internet. You'll see how the center of the roof of the building caves in first. That's what you do with a controlled demolition. So the walls will fall in, and then once the center of the supports have been suddenly destroyed, then they simply take out the rest of the building. And Larry Silverstein actually made the statement, well, we're going to have to pull the building. It's badly damaged. We'll pull the building. That meant, of course, they took all the people out of it, and then they simply did a controlled demolition. But how did they get the explosives in there? And basically, the 9/11 commission that investigated what happened that day didn't even mention building number 7. Of course, they can't. If anybody who watches that building come down a few times, it took me two years of watching it repeatedly, till I finally said, that's a controlled demolition. And then you can go up on the internet now and see all sorts of DVDs there. They'll show you Building 7 come down. They'll show you a controlled demolition. They'll show you Building 7 come down, another controlled demolition. It's obviously a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, had explosives in it, why, Chris, I think we can be very, very certain that's what happened to the Twin Towers as well. In fact, if you watch them, of course, you've watched them come down with that thought in mind. See what happens at the tops of the building, the upper stories, you know, 20 or 30 stories there, building the North Tower and the South Tower. And those upper stories sort of just almost disintegrate just as the building begins to go down. How could that happen? Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, remember, I'm still quoting from this, Israel did it, the Jews did 9/11 psych. So, as I said, you throw in so many facts, 9 out of 10 are wrong, and what good is your research? The problem is, he doesn't know whoever did the psych. It isn't all that complicated. Larry Silverstein in Building 7 is one little corner of the triangle. Next, did you know that the entire shopping concourse area, it was called the Mall of the World Trade Center, big giant thing, 427,000 square feet of retail floor space. It was owned by an Israeli named Frank Lowy. Now, this site, all right, I'm going to quote this site and then I'll explain how. All right, the quote. Frank Lowy has an interesting history. He was a member of the Haganah, a Jewish terrorist organization. The Haganah were certainly Jewish terrorists, but their victims were other Jews. They were working with the British. These were the Mason laborites. They were ganging up against the Irgun. They were ganging up against anyone who wasn't a Mason. It's that simple. They were arresting them and shipping them to British prisoner of war camps in Africa. Well, needless to say, one of the worst of these Haganah so-called soldiers was Teddy Kollek. He was mayor of Jerusalem for 30-odd years. Look, Lowy being a member of the Haganah is not shocking. And then we find out from this site that he has close friends with many top Israeli officials, such as Ehud Olmert, Ariel Sharon. Oh, should I go through? Sharon gave up through the Jews out of the Gaza Strip. Ehud Olmert, well, he cut a deal with the PLO to give up 97% of the West Bank. Ehud, oh, look, we're talking about the gang destroying Israel from within, destroying it. I could take any of them and go in any direction I want. Lowy managed to become the lucky recipient of what an insurance policy once it was settled for losing, well, the shopping mall, the concourse at the World Trade Center. That was the next in the triangle's corners. The final one, though, hear me out. I've been reporting on this way before 9/11, I reported on Menachem Asmon and Ehud Olmert. Now, patience, in the late 80s, 87, they were indicted. The two accountants for the Likud party. Oh, were they caught in corruption and theft and vote stealing? In short, Ehud Olmert and Menachem Atzmon were going to face trial where they would spend several years in prison for massive corruption. But Ehud Olmert didn't stand trial because Menachem Atzmon took the rap for him and went to prison. And by the way, this is just Ehud Olmert's way. Not a month ago, a major corruption trial, the witness testifying against him is set to go, and, well, instead of going to court, he dies. Lucky old Ehud, he got out scot-free. The witness died.
Wasn't it just the day before he was supposed to go to court?
The day before. What did I say?
No, isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that a coincidence?
Yep. Look, we don't have to have tongues in cheeks and all this. You get so used to, once you get a hang of who's running Israel, you just get so used to it. Now, let's look at Menachem Atzmon. He eventually does go to prison for 3.5 years. But when he is released, he's rewarded. I'm just going to say outright by Ehud Olmert, all right? Olmert eventually became prime minister and served all kinds of criminal activities, but Menachem Atzmon wasted 3.5 years of his life in prison. But it wasn't such a waste, because as soon as he got out, he was appointed the half-owner of ICTS International. It's an airport security company. And one of its subsidiaries was Huntsley USA, a wholly owned subsidiary. And, well, Menachem Atzmon was the owner of Huntsley USA, and Huntsley USA ran airport security, where all the hijackers of 9/11 took off from. That's Logan Airport in Boston and Newark Airport. They had to pass through the security, supposedly protection, 19 Arabs with all kinds of weapons, box cutters, one gun, got on 4 separate planes. What a slipshod job of security by Menachem Atzmon. Look, if you understand how this operation really worked, you have to recall afterward, all of this was prevented from being investigated because a few hours before the Patriot Act was voted on, it was edited, and go look this up. I trust the source. It made foreign companies in charge of security in 9/11 immune to lawsuits. In short, this effectively prevents American courts from demanding that Atzmon provide testimony or hand over the surveillance videos from the airports. Look, guys, there are 3 people that, look, there couldn't have been a 9/11 without Atzmon. It couldn't have happened. It wouldn't, and it couldn't have happened without Menachem Atzmon's direct compliance. That's the final corner of this isosceles triangle. What you've got is the guy who brought down Building 7. What you've got is the Israeli who sat in prison, a felon. As soon as he got out of prison, he was given the company that had security over Logan. and Newark airports and let 19 Arabs on 14 different planes. Well, it wasn't an accident. I'm going to state that. No security firm ever let four separate airplanes take off with terrorists at the same time. You have, in short, a real case. And by the way, I'm just living with it. I figure the damage that they have done, and I'm saying labor Zionists, I'm not going to dive into how they got Sharon to give up Gaza, how Netanyahu was inducted into the CFR. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. The Israeli leadership has been so thoroughly corrupted, and they're so crooked at a level that's so darn disgustingly criminal. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave that. I think I made my point there.
You made it very, very well. Go right ahead.
Yeah, let me plug myself right now before I finish off with a connection, a very weird connection to 9/11. Can I give myself a plug?
You go right ahead and get your website out and tell people how to get your PayPal button.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say that my health has been really crappy for the last couple of months. And that PayPal button, if you find it on my website, folks, I'll never forget you. And I'll remember you with something personal. All right, my books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. Just write in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to my books. My newest book is The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website with the PayPal button on it is www.barrychamish.com. Now, I'm going to try and get a hold of Tom tomorrow if he's okay. I'll let you know about this next week. And finally, well, you'll see a PayPal button. It'll take you directly to my PayPal account. Now let's get back to this 9/11 business. And by the way, there was a time when guilt prevented me, just like the other Jews, from bringing this up. And then I was attacked, and my health is I'm not going to live to a ripe old age. I understand that what has taken over Judaism is sure not anything that has anything to do with me or my people. And we lost 6 million in Europe because of their ridiculous plan to drive the remaining Jews to Palestine. This is what we discussed. That being said, the U.S., this comes from the Washington Post. It was ignored, but I'm not ignoring it. I think we should just ask a few questions. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is supervising construction of an underground facility, and a real deep one, a five-story underground facility at an IDF complex near an Israeli Air Force, no, at an Israeli Air Force base near Tel Aviv. That would be Tel Nof. That's the only one I can think of with enough land to build this complex. But more to the point, it's called Site 9/11. And at first I said, would they really name it? Are they that thoughtless and heartless? And, you know, 3,000 people died. You don't name it an honor of a place where 3,000 people died. Very confusing. I'm going to give you a quote from the Washington Post. expect it to take more than 2 years to build at a cost of $100 million. The facility is to have classrooms on level one, an auditorium on level three, a laboratory, shock-resistant doors, protection from non-ionizing radiation, and so on and so forth. This is describing a base against a nuclear attack. So what is non-ionizing radiation, and what do you need protection for from it for? Look, my question again, why would they call it Site 9/11? And I have a funny feeling it's just kind of a sick in-joke. Okay?
Perhaps we'll, maybe one day we'll find out. But anyway, they're going to construct this five-story underground facility. Go right ahead.
How much time do we have?
We got about a minute now before we go to break. Then we'll have 3 minutes after that.
All right, then I'm going to talk about the last thing that happened. This happened very recently. Israel ended its multi-decade ban on oil drilling in the Golan Heights. And I think you should take note of this when we come back for the last little 3 minutes.
Well, what about what's happening on the Golan Heights, though? I mean, is there oil on the Golan Heights?
Well, that's what my report is saying. I'll quote from, look, Israel, it's a company called Genie Energy. They are now allowed to begin drilling for oil, and they cut a deal with an American company. And boy, wait till you hear who is on this American company.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Barry, go right ahead.
Now, this is, again, Genie is the name of the company. Actually, the Israeli's name, what was his? It'll come to me in a second. But Genie is the American company. I made a boo-boo. All right. I'm not going to get lost in this, okay? I'm looking over the company profile. That's not the point. The point is who is on the board. It's Rafi Tam. That's the Israeli who brought together an American board that consists of former Vice President Dick Cheney, News Corporation head Rupert Murdoch, and several other high-profile figures. Now, apparently, according to the surveys done on the Golan Heights, a large amount of oil is available, and it's in relatively tight formations. They can pump it out. They've got 400 square miles of, they gave Genie 400 square kilometers of land in, within, well, who's to say if it's Syrian territory or Israeli territory? But they're drilling for Israel, all right? Straightforward. The land rush has begun for oil on the Golan Heights. There, I thought I'd just fill you in on that as kind of a letdown last item.
Well, I think that's fascinating, and certainly then with the massive natural gas supplies that they have over by Cyprus and this, why, I certainly this would make Israel very soon self-sufficient.
Yeah, I think there are issues that it's useful, you know, what the heck, you don't have to, it'll be like the days when we had the Sinai and we had all the oil we could ever use, and then they took it away from us. And so we got those days back.
All right. Well, Barry, thank you very much. We'll look forward then to talking to you next week. Things are moving very, very rapidly, and we're going to look forward to having you back with us again next week. Okay?
As I will. I look forward to it till then.
Thanks. Good night. Bye-bye, and we'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up our program.
Let us swear allegiance. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Barry Sathnio, who's talking about this oil company that's going to be drilling on the Golan Heights. And if what they say is correct, these will be massive supplies of oil there that will certainly transform Israel into a major oil producer. And who is on the board of this company? Why, a man named Dick Cheney, and certainly another man, who is basically the head of Fox, Rupert Murdoch. Dick Cheney and Rupert Murdoch on the board of this company that's basically, I don't know what it all means, other than certainly Israel, certainly with large supplies of natural gas there, certainly off the shore, and here's oil then on the Golan Heights. There's plenty of oil in the Sinai, and I believe after the coming war, Israel will have access to that. And ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a war over there. Read Psalm 83. Read Psalm 83. I think you'll be fascinated by it. Well, this is the time when, of course, I need to remind our leaders, our listeners, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you actually do not yet belong to the Radio Liberty family of supporters, I hope that you'll give serious consideration to becoming part of our family. And basically, as you know, we have over 50 outlets across America every single week, and that would be internet, shortwave, certainly a KU satellite, radio stations, and telephone. Our afternoon programs are available on telephone, but all of this is expensive. So if you're in a position to help us, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America's under attack today. Now, you go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can certainly listen to our radio programs there, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters. They're all free. We hope, of course, that you'll get other people listen to our programs, because we need to reach as many people as we can, and we are having an impact. I know we're heard well throughout the world and all across America as well. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk, certainly on the World Revolution, where we actually interview the American ambassador to Cuba back in 1959, and we'll tell you, we brought Fidel Castro to power. He didn't win the revolution. We installed him there, knowing full well he was a communist. Why would we install a known communist in Cuba? Very simply, you have to have an enemy. If you don't have an enemy, how are you going to rally the people behind the government? Just like that's what all these war attacks, terrorist attacks are about. Get the people that would be willing to give up their freedom to protect us from the terrorists. And, of course, it all ties to Al-Qaeda. And who funds Al-Qaeda? Why, the CIA funds Al-Qaeda. Go up on the internet and simply type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda, ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, or Pakistani Intelligence funds Al-Qaeda, and they do. Saudi Arabia funds Al-Qaeda, and they do. And then who funds Saudi Intelligence? Who funds Pakistani Intelligence and the ISI? Why, we do, ladies and gentlemen. We've created the best enemy money could buy, but we can't let the American people know that. We send our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die. We have more people committing suicide now than we're losing in battle. And we're sending those boys over to fight as we fund our enemy. Basically, we sent over 30,000 additional American troops to reinforce the 60,000 American troops in December of 2009. And there were less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. If you doubt that, go on the internet and type in on your Google, your search engine, Steve Croft, President Obama, 60 minutes of less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find it's true. It's all a charade, ladies and gentlemen. You helped to help us get this information out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And your job is, of course, to read our material, watch our DVDs. You can see a lot of them free up there. You can hear our programs free on the internet. But help us reach people. And only you can do that by reaching more and more people. And then pray for America. Pray for revival for our leaders, ministers. But please pray for my ministry, for our provision and protection, for Alex and Joyce. We'll be back Monday.
As we raise our voice. America. Can make a huge difference in your health.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 24th of April, 2013. You're in the right place. That is, if you are thinking for yourself, not thinking by via the television, because they certainly are providing the platform for agenda. Amazing how over and over again we are programmed with what they want us to believe happened in Boston, the manner in which it happened. And the one thing I find so amazing is out of all of these events, the sunny scenario of how everybody forgives everybody, it's all okay, and we're proud to be from Boston, we're proud to be from Sandy Hook, and we don't hold any grudges against anybody. I mean, you hear this all the time. How can people be so happy 3 days, 4 days, 7 days after an event? I don't know. And how can the president rush in with a memorial service before people are even buried at all of these events, while the scene is still warm?